But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
You know, you interrupted me. You made me miss my spot in Inner Excellence. I'm trying to get a little reading in between radio spots.
I'm just impressed you had the book already and didn't have to order it on Amazon like the rest of the country did yesterday.
It really is amazing. You know, I got a few books out there, and we're going to Philly this weekend. I might have to stash a few on the Eagles bench. Like, maybe if a guy finds one, he thinks it's AJ's book, so he carries it to him, and the camera just coincidentally catches a shot of the book on the sideline. So I'll have access before the game, and you never know where I'm going to stick a book.
That's funny.
Well, you know, I get it. Like, oh, that's his book. He always has the book. It seems like he was targeted 3 times and he had a book to read. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that it wasn't connected to the lack of feature on the field, or maybe that's the point he was making with the book.
The guy's been playing in the NFL for 6 years now. TV cameras are everywhere. Big Brother in the form of us with our cell phones is everywhere. How in the world had there never been an image of A.J. Brown? Apparently he posted something on Instagram of him from a game earlier this year with one, but the camera was on him and he pulled the book out, and we were standing in the studio getting ready for the pregame show before the Sunday night game between the Commanders and the Buccaneers, and I said, he's got a book. And it looked like that book's been through some things. So it wasn't like it was just fresh out of the Amazon box. He's had it around. But how has no one ever noticed it before? As he says, he reads the book between drives during games. Like Jim Courier once did. He was reading a novel during the changeover in the ATP Finals in 1993. But again, when guys do it, people tend to notice.
Mike, so the Bears interviewed Ben Johnson over the weekend, and certainly he is the hot candidate. Las Vegas Raiders also reportedly would like to hire him. This weekend, the Lions play the Commanders, and Tom Brady, the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, will be in the booth for Fox, calling the game that Ben Johnson will be calling for the Lions. Is that an inherent conflict of interest as big as I think that it is?
How dare you mention that? There's nothing to see here. Don't you realize we're in post-standards America where we can say whatever we want, we can do whatever we want, and anybody who would dare question us must hate us? We can never be questioned on the merits of our behaviors or our words. We're only questioned by those who hate us. Haven't you figured that out yet? So hopefully you realize I'm being sarcastic. I've been pointing this out from the moment it was obvious he was going to get approval to be a minority owner of the Raiders. And now as he takes more and more control of the team, it's Tom's team now, an unnamed source told the Las Vegas Review-Journal about Brady's involvement in the coaching search and more. And Mark Davis is smart to let Brady take over. Here, you drive. I don't know how to drive this race car. You're a race car driver. Here, let's go. So it makes sense, but it is a conflict of interest. And Brady's going to do it as long as the owners let him. And the owners let him do it because we all want to have a cool friend. And they have their cool friend, and they're not putting guardrails up. They're letting him do whatever he wants to do. They think he's going to figure out on his own, I shouldn't do it. He's not going to do it. He's going to keep going, because think about the advantage. And I think if more owners view it this way, more GMs view it this way, more coaches view it this way, there'll be pushback. He has an advantage that no other team has. He is going to be able to keep his pulse on the ever-evolving heartbeat of the league. How many times a year? 20 times a year, depending upon how many games Fox has. He gets to do it at the Super Bowl. He gets to scout Ben Johnson. He can't go to the production meeting. He can't talk to him about the job, obviously, but he can talk to him about what his plan is for the Lions. He can talk to him by phone for the game plan, et cetera, and he can learn some stuff that you otherwise don't have access to when you're searching for a coach. It's a problem. It's a problem. Every time I write about it, I get accused of hating Tom Brady. Look, it's impossible to think he's an incredible quarterback, accomplished more than anyone else. He's a C-plus, B-minus broadcaster, and he gets an F when it comes to managing two competing views, two competing jobs, where he has a duty to the Raiders, he has a duty to Fox, and the NFL gets an F-minus for letting him do it.
Mike, we're almost out of time. Condolences on your Vikings losing last night. That was a rough one, and I don't know if that doesn't leave a mark. Sam Darnold, man, that's the second game in a row at the end of the year. He threw for 245, but he lost 82 yards on 9 sacks. He was pressured 23 times. Is he done in Minnesota? There's no $40 million franchise tag coming.
Well, here's the key. And I think we all should factor this into our own lives when we know there's a big decision that is looming weeks, if not months, into the future. The answer tends to reveal itself in time. And when you get to the point where you make a decision, you'll know what you should do. And the Vikings need to move on from Sam Darnold, go with J.J. McCarthy. They made him the 10th overall pick in the draft for a reason. He might have played at some point this year if he hadn't suffered the knee injury in the preseason opener against the Raiders. Maybe you keep Daniel Jones around as the backup, but let Sam Darnold go. They have a deeper issue, too, and I know we don't have much time, but keep an eye on what happens with Kevin O'Connell and his contract. This whole thing about him possibly being traded, that's just not Jay Glazer filling up his quota of news. There's something there. And if the last two games, if that makes the Wilfs say, well, you lost your leverage, the whole thing could go sideways. So keep an eye on that.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. Great stuff from him. Hey, we've got Jarrett Payton next. On the Score, it's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.